Greetings, brothers and sisters. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Inspirational Thoughts and Encouragement. Today's scripture comes from the 85th Psalm and the 8th verse. Reading from the New Living Translation, it says, I listen carefully to what God the Lord is saying, for he speaks peace to his faithful people, but let them not return to their foolish ways. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord God, we pray that you'll bless the reading and hearing of your holy word. We pray for the courage to continuously be obedient. And Lord God, we pray that you'll continually bless us with spiritual insight, wisdom, and understanding as we grow in the knowledge of you, Lord God, as we grow in the knowledge of your love for us, Lord God. This we pray in the precious name of Jesus, your Son, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Brothers and sisters, those who consider God distant may be surprised to know he wants a personal relationship with us, and he communicates with everyone, even those who deny his existence. Isn't that something? But because he's not speaking openly, many people, including some believers, are unaware he is so relational. For those willing to hear, God's voice can be understood through a variety of sources. The most obvious is the Bible, but he can also call to us through the spoken or written words of other Christians. And at times, he speaks through circumstances and the wonders of creation. Romans, the first chapter and the 20th verse. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure every one of us would be amazed if we knew all the ways our loving Father tries to communicate or tries to get our attention. When God calls, he speaks into our heart and mind through the Holy Spirit. Now, in this way, he communicates specifically to each of his children. That's why two people can hear the same sermon or verse and receive different understandings or meanings of that verse or sermon. But various hindrances can interfere with the Father's messages to us. So beware of busyness. When life is full and noisy, God's quiet voice is nearly undetectable. So set aside some time starting today, brothers and sisters, to really listen for him through scripture, maybe prayer, even circumstances. And when you hear from him, respond in gratitude for his loving involvement in your life. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, when you set aside that precious time for him, oh, you'll have a blessed journey. You'll have a blessed life listening to his voice. And you'll be able to be a blessing to others. Amen. And have a blessed day.